Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
On October 10, 2014, activist Malala Yousafzai, age 17, won the Nobel Peace Prize. A fierce advocate for girls' education in her native Pakistan and around the world, she is the youngest ever Nobel laureate. Born in 1997 in Pakistan's Swat Valley, Malala grew up attending a girls' school run by her father, who adamantly believed in the fundamental importance of education for girls. In 2008, the Taliban seized control of the Swat Valley as part of a campaign to impose their vision of fundamentalist Islam. They violently destroyed schools for girls, bombing campuses and threatening teachers, parents, and students. Undeterred, 11-year-old Malala went with her father to a local press club where she gave her first public speech entitled, "How Dare the Taliban Take Away My Basic Right to Education?" She began to anonymously publish an online diary of her life under the Taliban with the BBC. After the Taliban was pushed out of the Swat Valley in 2009, Malala continued her public campaign to increase access to schooling for Pakistani girls. On October 9, 2012, Taliban fighters boarded the bus that the 15-year-old activist was riding home from school and shot her in the head at point-blank range. The bullet grazed her skull and jawbone, but miraculously she survived. Once she recovered, she spoke about her ordeal before the United Nations, saying, "They thought that the bullets would silence us, but they failed." She called on governments around the world to protect the rights of women and girls and to ensure free education for every child all over the world. She launched the Malala Fund to support the cause for girls' education, and the fund's first grant went to support the schooling of 40 girls in the Swat Valley. In 2014, when the 17-year-old Malala became the youngest ever recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, she declared in her acceptance speech, "This award is not just for me, it is for those forgotten children who want education. It is for those frightened children who want peace. It is for those voiceless children who want change. I am here to stand up for their rights, to raise their voice. It is not time to pity them. It is time to take action so it becomes the last time that we see a child deprived of education." Thank you, Malala, for your courage and for the impact you have made on the world and continue to make.
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.